Well, state legislators certainly had a busy year on Beacon Hill, including State Representative Matthew Moratori, and he joins us this morning for a look back on 2020. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Happy New Year.
So it seems like the biggest issue for legislators this year, COVID.
Yeah, the pandemic really took up a lot of time, and we were able to do a lot of things, including, you know, monthly interim budgets that really helped cities and towns with level funding, workforce assistance with help folks with waiving the unemployment waiting period. Municipal government we did a lot of work on, too, with things like virtual town meetings like Plymouth had. We extended the tax deadlines. We gave schools choices of how to actually go back to school in the fall, help small businesses out. We put a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures. We expanded the voting options for folks and so much more that we did. And, you know, believe it or not, Dan, there's more that we're going to need to do this year.
Unfortunately, though, with COVID, though, one of the big activities that was going to take place this year that didn't happen, Plymouth 400.
Yeah, it was disappointing that it didn't. They did a great job of planning for everything except a pandemic. And I actually kid Michelle about that because back 100 years ago, they had the Spanish flu, so they probably should have probably planned for it. But, you know, there's still plans in place to have things happen this year as well. They're still targeting the end of June or maybe later in the summer for a big commemoration. Although the Mass Chronicles did come out, though, which is a book, 35 books that went to every school system in the Commonwealth that tells the true stories of the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag.
So what do you think the big challenges will be for 2021?
Well, I still think it's going to be it's going to be the recovery from COVID, the vaccines, obviously, number one, getting those distributed as quickly as possible, and hopefully we'll get those out before the summer. I think the opiate crisis is still there, and it's getting worse, and we need to get refocused on that. In our area, I think tourism. We really need to start working on getting that back and getting people back here. And, of course, that relates to the budget and revenue, and try to get more revenue here for not just our area but for the Commonwealth.
All right. Now, just quickly, do you know of any threats to the State House following recent actions on Capitol Hill?
As early as this morning, I'm hearing there's nothing at this point from the State House. But I know they are working on plans just in case. My guess is, you know, it's a holiday weekend, too, so it will be pretty much closed down. May not open on Tuesday during the inauguration, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Have a great day, Dan.
Thank you.